Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, could you please turn with me to the book of Ephesians? Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Amen. Amen. We're just going to read 2 verses. That verse 10 and through 12. I mean 3 verses. Verse 10 through 12. That's the book of Ephesians. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's the book of Ephesians. Mm-hmm. Amen. Paul the Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Ephesians.
Oh, don't let me take that.
Amen. Full Philippians and right after Galatians.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. 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 You got to, like y'all say, if you got to go to the index, you go
to
the index.
That's right.
That's what they put them there for.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. If you got them tabs on the outside, you flip them tabs. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The 6th chapter, the 10th verse. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it reads, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And in the power of his might.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
That's right. Right. That's right.
For we wrestle not
right.
against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of darkness of this world.
That's right.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
All right. Yeah, all right.
May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and the ears of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You got to realize when Paul wrote this, Paul was in a Roman prison, bound to a Roman soldier.
My Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The subject that I want to touch bases on today, how did you get dressed this morning?
Huh. All right.
How did you get dressed this morning? I can go this way. Did you get dressed this morning?
All right.
Did you get dressed this morning?
All right.
Amen. I'm not talking about physically clothes.
That's right.
I'm not talking about putting on your t-shirt, putting on your dress. I'm not putting on your suit, putting
That's
on your
right.
pants. I'm not talking about
That's
that.
Right. That's right. That's
we must realize.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That we as Christians are in a battle.
Yeah.
We are on a battlefield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it is not a playground.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We must understand that when Paul told Timothy, he said told Timothy to fight the good fight of
That's
faith.
That's right. That's right.
Lay hold on eternal life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In 2 Timothy, Paul told him, therefore, endure hardness.
That's right.
As a good soldier
Amen.
Of
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Then Paul told him that he had fought a good fight.
That's right.
And he had finished his course.
That's right.
And he had kept the faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is a good God. God don't ever change.
Amen.
Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
All right.
So we are Christians. We are on a battlefield.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. And we are in a spiritual battle for our soul.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's between God and Satan.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And whoever you yield your bearings to,
each
servant is ye.
Right.
Amen, amen. We must understand the war that being waged between God and the devil is a spiritual conflict.
That's right, that's right.
For our soul.
That's right.
Amen. Satan knows that his time is winding up.
Yeah.
And he will do anything and everything he can to try to distract us.
That's right.
Amen, amen. So today, what I'm trying to get us to do, I'm trying to make sure that we are dressed right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And if you miss any part of the dress,
you're right. All right.
Satan will attack you.
All right.
You are giving him a way in.
That's right.
Amen. If you don't put on the whole armor Amen. Of God.
Amen.
Amen. Satan has many tactics
yes.
that he uses on the church today.
Yes,
trying to defeat us.
That's right.
We must realize, church, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
Amen.
You don't wrestle against that person sitting next
that's
to you.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You do not wrestle against that person.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In Revelation 12 and 10, the Bible says he is an accuser of the brother.
Yeah,
amen. In 1 Timothy 3 and 6 say Satan condemns.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In 1 Peter 5 and 8 say he will devour you.
That's right.
Amen. And in Revelation 2 and 10 say he will imprison you.
Amen.
Yes, 2 Timothy 2 and 26 say he will trap you.
Yeah.
Amen. And 2 Corinthians 2 and 11 say he will take advantage of you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Mark 4 and 15 say he'll try to steal the word away from you.
My.
Amen. When the word shall fall on good ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Make sure your soil is ready.
Amen.
When you receive the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because if it don't fall on good ground,
yes,
Satan can come by and get the little bit that you have.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's why it's so important when somebody come up here and unite with the church. We as a church got to put our arms around them.
Yeah.
Amen. And pray for them.
That's right.
Because Satan is on the attack today.
Amen.
He's trying to make them think that they made the wrong choice.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. He's trying to make them think that what I got for you is better than what God got for you.
Yeah.
Amen. We know you're lying.
All right.
And the truth ain't in.
All right.
Amen. We got to understand Satan is not eternal like God.
That's right.
He was created.
That's right.
He is limited to what he can do.
Amen.
He's not all powerful.
That's right.
Like
that's
our God.
That's
he's
right.
not all knowing like our God. And everywhere present.
That's right.
But you say if he's not present, well, how can he be everywhere?
Well,
we got to understand that he through his organization.
Yeah.
His principality.
That's right.
His power, rule, wickedness in high places. That's how he get his message over.
Right.
That's how he get people to turn from God.
Yes, sir.
So no matter how our circumstances may look on the outside.
Well.
Our battle is not against the human being.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
We're wasting our time fighting people when we ought to be fighting Satan.
All right.
Who seeks to control people to make them to oppose God's word.
That's right.
You get mad at that individual.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about that individual.
Well,
you got to realize it's not that individual.
That's right.
That you should be mad at.
Amen.
You should be mad at Satan.
That's right.
That individual up there allowed Satan to use them.
Amen. Amen.
Satan can come knocking on your door all night long, all day long.
That's right.
But you don't have to give in to it.
You're right.
But when you get mad at each other, you are doing Satan's bidding.
Yes, sir.
You are doing Satan's work.
Amen.
And only thing he sent back and said, I got you.
My Lord.
My man.
My Lord.
I got you.
My Lord.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
But against principality.
Mm-hmm.
Wickedness in high places.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't believe there's evil spirits out there,
well,
I'm here to tell you, you're sadly mistaken.
Amen.
There's evil spirits out there.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Trying to steal your soul.
Yes, sir.
Trying to steal our children.
Yes, sir.
Trying to steal our families. Trying to do everything and everything.
Everything.
They can.
That's right.
But God. It's so good.
Yes, it is.
We serve a true and a living God.
Amen.
That is why Satan, he loves religious people.
Well.
Who attend church.
Well, yes, oh my goodness.
Who attend church.
All right.
He uses them on the inside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To bring the wrong attitude.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. And on the inside.
Yeah,
see, the only way Satan get in here is we bring him in.
Amen.
With our nasty, stank, attitude that we have. When we don't want to speak to nobody. When we don't want to reach out and shake hands with somebody. When we go around the church just to come to keep from coming involved with somebody. That is the wrong attitude to have. You are doing Satan business.
Amen.
And whoever you hear your members
to, that's
who your daddy is.
That's it.
Amen, amen. You cannot defeat Satan with no human strength.
You're right, sir.
Amen, you can't do it.
Amen.
The only way you can defeat Satan is through God.
Yes, sir.
That is the only way. Because you try to stand there toe to toe with him, he's going to knock you down. Every time you look around, he's going to knock you down.
That's right.
Amen. Only thing that's going to help you is the word of God.
Amen.
That's the only thing.
Amen.
So I ask you today, did you get dressed this morning?
Amen.
We got to understand. Let me go home and read a few more verses of this sixth chapter of Ephesians. And it said, verse 13, it said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God.
That's right.
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil days. Yes. And having done all to stand, you stand therefore.
That's right.
Having your loins girt about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
All right.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Yeah. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Right.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Amen.
Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto. With all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So again, I ask you,
amen.
Did you get dressed this morning?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Before you came to church.
Well.
Amen. We got to understand, church, since we are fighting against the enemy in the spiritual world.
Yes, sir.
We need the right equipment.
Yeah.
Because you ain't got the right equipment. You're going to lose.
All right.
You can't go out there playing baseball. Amen. With a basketball. Amen. You got to have the right equipment.
Amen.
Amen. You got to have the equipment for defense.
Right.
As well as offense.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's why the Bible tells us put on the whole armor.
That's right.
Of God. And you don't supposed to omit nothing.
Well.
Amen. You got to understand, Satan is always looking for an unguarded area.
Amen.
In our life.
Amen.
And once he finds that unguarded area, he's going to take a foothold there.
Right.
Amen. And when he show up, you better watch out.
Amen.
You're going to find yourself doing things that you don't normally do.
Well,
you're going to find yourself saying things that you don't normally say.
Well.
Because Satan got a control of you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, we got to watch that.
Amen.
So today, if you got a few minutes, I'm going to tell you how to dress today.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you how to dress today.
All right.
Amen. Right. Ephesians 4 and 27 tell us not to give place to the devil. Because we know that when Satan show up, he have us doing things that we don't know ordinary do.
Amen.
Saying things, thinking things, going places, doing things that we don't necessarily do.
All right.
Why? Because we fail to get dressed.
Yeah.
And have on a proper clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. We must understand that it said we need to have on a girdle of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We must understand that the believer who life is controlled by the truth will defeat Satan.
Well,
yes, sir.
Well.
And we must understand that the girdle was a belt.
That's
right. Amen. A belt that held all the other parts.
That's right.
It together.
That's right.
Amen. It held a sword.
That's right.
Amen. We must understand that when you put on a belt, it holds everything up.
Right.
Amen. But you got to put it on.
Amen.
You got to put it on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We must understand. We must gird ourselves with the truth.
Yes,
sir. And we must realize that this girdle is the color of our loins.
Well.
Because in battle, if they was to stick you here
right,
and stick
right.
you there, that is a delicate place.
Amen. Amen.
That's where all your organs are.
That's right.
And if somebody wants to feed you, that's where they go.
Amen. All right.
That's where they go.
All right.
That's why we need to be girdled with the truth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. And unless we live the truth, we have no right to use the word of truth.
My body.
All right.
Because you got to live. You got to live the truth.
All right.
Yes, sir.
John 8:4 said that ye are the father, ye are your father, the devil. And the lust of your father you will do. The Bible says he was a liar and a murderer. From the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And John 8:32 said, and ye shall know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth shall make you free.
All right.
What is the truth? The truth is the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We got to understand that the enemy was trying to strike a fatal blow. To be truthful with God and yourself and with others.
Well,
once you lie.
Well,
once you start telling lies,
well,
everything tends to fall apart.
My mind.
Yeah,
all right.
Amen.
My mind.
Because when you tell one lie, you got to tell another. And then you got to tell another.
All right.
And then you're going to forget that first lie.
All right.
Tell me I ain't lying.
All right.
Because we got to realize that when we are not being truthful,
well,
not only to ourselves, but to everyone around us, we're not being truthful to them. We are falling apart.
Yeah.
Because you find yourself trying to create some other thing to say.
Well.
But once you tell one lie, another lie gonna proceed.
Yes.
So tell the truth from the beginning.
Amen.
The Bible says the truth shall make
all
you
right.
free.
All right.
But a lie will keep on going.
My.
And by the time they get back to you, you done messed up. Because they have put some labels on you.
Oh, have mercy.
So tell the truth.
Amen.
Shun the devil and tell the truth.
All right, Pastor.
Tell the truth, church.
Yes, sir.
Tell the truth wherever you go. The truth will make you free.
Amen.
And don't let nobody talk about ain't no wrong, ain't no harm, it's a lie.
My.
No. You are doing Satan business.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Tell the truth.
Amen.
You serve a truthful God.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I'm here to tell you, once you tell the truth and that person receives the truth, it makes things a whole lot better.
Well.
It makes things a whole lot better. Because if you don't tell the truth, you find yourself trying to think of some other things, trying to tell that individual.
Yes, sir.
Tell the truth first and foremost.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If we start being truthful with one another,
well,
yes, sir.
What a better world we will be in.
All right. Yes, all right.
Amen. So you have the loins girded with the word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Then you put on the breastplate of righteousness.
That's right.
Amen. I'm talking about battle. Now these folks have been in the military. Now they know what I'm talking about. You got to put on the breastplate.
That's right.
Amen. That breastplate cover you from the top and to the back.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Righteousness. Mm-hmm. That breastplate was made of a metal plates and covered the upper body in front.
That's right.
And back.
That's right.
We got to realize Satan is an accuser.
Amen.
He cannot accuse the believer who is living a godly life.
Well, all right. Well.
Amen, amen, amen. With the life we live, either will strengthen us against Satan's attack, or it will make it easier for Satan to defeat us.
Yeah, all right, all right.
That's why we have to have on the breastplate of righteousness. It is God's righteousness live through us that we must allow to work in our everyday life.
Amen.
God's righteousness. Not all are righteous.
You're right. You're
a lot of us are self-righteous.
You're right.
Thinking about ourselves all the time. Amen, amen. But I'm talking about the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
Amen. You got to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Trying to get
yes,
you
sir.
Dressed this morning.
Yes, sir.
Have you got your belt? Now you got your breastplate.
All right.
Amen, amen. Ephesians 4 and 24 tell us to put on the new man. Yeah. Well, that for God is created in righteousness. Mm-hmm. Amen. We got the belt. We got the breastplate. Now we need some shoes on our
yes,
feet.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes you got the run. Sometimes you got the run.
All right.
Amen. Your Bible says the sandals of the gospel. We understand that the sandal was a leather sandal worn by the Roman soldier.
Amen.
And they strapped up to your ankle.
Amen.
And on the bottom was it had little rough ridges on it, so you wouldn't slip.
That's right. That's right.
So you wouldn't slip. Because if you fall, the enemy got
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You gotta put on the sandals of the gospel. Amen, amen. We must realize that sometimes you're going to have to run away.
Well,
sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you ain't got on the proper foot, well, you will slip and the enemy can get you.
My.
We got to understand that this battle is not ours.
Amen.
It belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
And if we're going to be secure in our relationship with God, we need to stand on the word of God, which is the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. It is not the gospel of peace when we just hear the word
mm-hmm.
and we understand the word. Mm-hmm. It becomes the gospel of peace when we obey the word of God.
All right.
That's when it becomes the gospel of peace.
All right.
I can hear it all day long and I can understand what you're saying. But until I obey the gospel of peace, that's when it becomes the gospel of peace.
Yes, sir.
That's the only time that it comes.
All right.
When I obey. When I am obedient unto the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's all God wants us to be. Obedient unto his word.
That's right.
A lot of us try to manipulate around God's word.
All right.
A lot of us try to take this and that. No, you got to take all of it.
Amen.
You got to take all the word of God. From Genesis to Revelation.
That's right.
You got to take it all.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You got to trust in God in God's word.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, you got to preach it. You got to tell it when it hurts you sometimes.
My Lord.
It hurt me sometimes.
My Lord.
But I still got to tell it.
All right.
It ain't just for y'all. It's for me too.
Amen.
That word cut me up too.
Amen.
It cut me up too.
Amen.
It do the same to you as it does to me.
Yes, sir.
But it have a chance to get to me quicker.
That's right. That's
because
right.
I'm trying to prepare.
Amen. Amen.
And plenty of time, I said, God, you don't want me to say that. And boy, if you don't say
all
that,
right.
I get somebody else to say
all
it.
All right.
So
all
you better right. say it.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
So we need to obey God's word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God is a good God.
Yes, sir.
God
yes,
don't sir. Ever change.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 And Romans 5 and 1 tell us that we are justified by faith.
Yes.
Well.
And have peace with God through Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Amen. By his blood on the cross.
My.
We'll reconcile unto him.
That's right.
Amen, amen. Now we got the belt on.
Mm-hmm.
We got the breastplate on.
Yes, sir.
We got the shoes on. Now we need the shield. Amen.
Yes.
We need the shield
right.
on.
Right.
The shield that the shield was large.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 2 feet by 4 feet.
Yeah.
It was made of wood, mm-hmm. but it was covered in leather.
Yeah.
It was there to protect the soldier from all the burning arrows.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. And you ever seen this in battle? When all those folks get together, they got the shield.
Right.
When all those folks get together, they connect.
Yeah.
And so that means they have a wall. And it'll be hard to penetrate.
That's right.
When you get up, but if you go out there running by yourself, you're going to get knocked down. But when you get together, when we get together, church,
yes, sir.
How strong we are when we get together.
All right.
How strong we are when we get together.
Amen.
Together. Together.
Amen.
We can't do nothing by ourselves.
All right.
But when we get together, there's strength in numbers.
Yes, sir.
There's strength. There's power in numbers.
Amen.
When you got this person over here and this person over there, we are help one another.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's why we got to have a shield.
That's right.
Of faith. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. We got to know we got to work together. Mm-hmm. It ain't no I and team.
All right.
It ain't no individuality.
Amen.
Everybody can do something.
You're right.
Amen. So I'm asking you today, as this year goes forward, find out what God has for you to do.
Right.
I don't know your special gift. I don't know what you can and what you can't do.
Well,
only God knows that.
That's right.
But God will reveal it unto you.
That's right.
What your gifts are.
Amen.
And don't tell me that you can't do nothing. Amen. When God gives each one of us a special gift, then we can do something. Well, you might think it can be the last thing. That is your gift.
Amen. Amen.
And you use it to the glory of God.
That's right.
You don't use it to satisfy nobody. You use it to the glory of God. Some of us can do some things, and some of us can do other.
Amen.
But we all can do something.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 The Bible says we walk by faith.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Not by sight.
All right.
Amen, amen, amen. And James 5:15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him.
Huh.
Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men,
mm-hmm.
but in the power of God.
All right.
God got everything that we need. God got everything that we need, church. All we got to do is make sure that we address appropriately for it. Amen. Then you got to have the helmet of salvation. Amen. That helmet was made of some type of skin. Amen. Amen. It was strengthened with bronze and other metals. Amen. And it had some type of visor on it to protect the face.
Right.
Amen. We got to understand that this helmet of salvation, it refers to our mind.
Well,
we got to cover our mind.
Yes, sir. Yes,
because
sir.
If we don't cover our mind, we'll let some of anything and everything on the inside. Because the Bible, it start off with your mind.
All right.
It start off with your mind.
All right.
That's why the Paul said, hey, we need to renew our mind daily.
Yes, sir.
The enemy will try to attack our mind.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible tells us, let this mind be in you.
That's it.
That was also in Christ Jesus.
All right.
Amen. We got to have the right mindset.
All right.
Because if you got the wrong mindset, you ain't doing nothing in the first place.
Amen. Amen.
If your mind is wondering, if your mind is thinking malice, if your mind is thinking envy, if your mind is thinking strife, then you have lost your battle.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
You have lost your battle.
Yes, sir.
You have lost your battle. Let God control your mind.
Right. That's right.
Let God control your spirit.
That's right.
Let God control your feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Let God do it.
All right, Pastor.
You have a choice. You have a choice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why we need to protect our mind. Minds of our children. We got to protect them. We got to protect them because there's the enemies out there feeding them anything and everything.
That's right.
And they can go and find it just that quick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They can go to a website. You think it's for game. Then all of a sudden, something else pops up.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
I'm here to tell you, you got to watch it.
All right.
You got to watch it.
All right.
You got to watch it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
Click off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And click off of it.
Amen.
See, they trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
See, that was all the pops up on.
Huh.
When you're on the computer, that was on pop up on.
Right.
They trying to get your attention.
Right.
And then when they get your attention, and you click on that.
All right.
On that app. They're going to take you to a place that you don't want to go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
sir.
How they hide.
Yes, sir.
They hide it in their message.
Yeah.
They hide it in the message. That's why we got to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got to be aware.
Yes, sir.
Be ye transformed by the renewing
That's right.
of your mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's where it started at church. If we change our mindset,
yes, sir. Yes,
then
sir.
Our thinking will change.
Yes, sir.
Our attitude will change. Amen. Our ways will
all
change.
Right.
If
all
we
right.
change our mind.
All right. All right.
It started off with, if you think about love, then love will expand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you got hatred, then you got hatred.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
If you got envy, then you got envy.
Uh-huh.
But if you got compassion, then you got compassion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whatever's on your mind.
Yes, sir.
It starts off with our mind. That's why the Bible tells us that we need to renew our minds.
Definitely. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, sir.
Romans 12 and 2. So don't be conformed to this world.
That's right. right.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
That's right.
Amen. Like I said,
right.
let this mind be
that
in you.
That's right.
We were also in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Romans 15 and 6. That ye with one mind and one mouth glorify God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. 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 And my favorite one, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. God has not given us the spirit of
faith. Right. That's right.
But power and a love and of a sound mind.
Yeah.
So
Amen.
You got it.
Amen.
You got
Amen.
It.
Amen.
You got
Amen.
It, or are you using it?
Yeah.
Are you using your mind to benefit your fellow man?
Well,
yeah. Are you using your mind to serve God?
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. And then I'm going to be finished. And then we have the sword
yes,
of the Spirit.
Yes,
yes
sir.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. The sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
See, all those other dress, all those other things that I just dressed you with,
uh-huh.
Those things.
Mm-hmm.
Those things.
Yes, sir.
Those things.
Yes, sir.
Those things.
Yes, sir.
Was for your offense.
That's right.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Now, what you going to use for your defense?
Well.
What you going to use to fight the enemy?
Well.
What you going to use to fight the enemy?
Well.
I got my dress on. From the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I got my dress on.
Right.
Now, what else do I need?
That's right.
You need a sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Which is the what?
Word of God.
Yes. Amen. Because
you
know, Hebrews 4 and 12 say, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
All right.
Piercing even and to the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit.
That's right.
Or the joint and the marrow and the discernment of the thought and the intent. Of the heart.
Amen.
Amen. That word
Amen.
Will convict
Amen.
You. Yes. That word will save you.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone,
right.
but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
That's all you need here, right. the word of God.
Right.
The word of God is all that you need. Amen. The Bible says it's sharper than a two-edged sword.
That's right.
So if I come this way, I'm going to cut you. If I come this way, I'm going to cut you still.
Right.
That word of God will cut you
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
I'm going to leave it with
Amen.
Me. I'm going to leave it with me. He'll cut you
yes,
up.
Yes,
that word of God has you saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Amen. Amen. The word of God will
Amen.
Convict you.
Amen.
Amen. When you do it wrong, the word of the Holy Spirit will tell you that's not right.
All right.
That's
All
not right.
right. All right.
Amen. Amen. The word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's what we need.
Amen.
Amen. Because the word of God will not fail.
That's right.
It will not fail.
Amen.
Everything you need is in the word of God.
That's right. That's right.
There's not a situation.
That's right.
There's not a circumstance
That's
that you can go through in life
right.
that the word of God won't have the answer
for. All right.
But we're going to seek everybody else instead of opening up the word of God and hear what thus said the Lord concerning the issue that I find myself in. The word of God, it'll comfort you.
That's right.
It'll console you.
That's right.
And it also will convict you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The word of God got everything
Amen.
That you need.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because God loves us
Amen.
So much.
Yeah. Yeah.
He loves us so much.
That's right.
He loves us so much.
That's right.
That he gave his son.
Yes, sir.
And his son gave his life.
Yeah.
Amen. You ain't got to go looking in no dictionary trying to find something. You ain't got to go in Webster. You go to the Word of God.
All right.
Amen. It's not a book.
That's right.
It's the book.
Amen.
Amen. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
From Genesis to Revelation.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you need is in the book.
All right.
Amen. It's on the bestseller list. Amen. I haven't seen one book of selling. Amen. They got it now. They got it all translation.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever you need,
amen,
God got it.
Amen.
Some people say, I don't understand the King James Version. You get the NIV.
Amen.
Amen. Some people say, I can't read a little bit. They got it on CD. Amen. Some people say, I can't hear a little bit. They got it.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
They got it.
Amen.
So there ain't no excuse.
Amen.
For saying that you don't know what thus said the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Yes. If it's in your heart to learn it.
Yeah.
Amen. You will achieve.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. In closing.
Yes, sir.
The Bible tells us to pray always.
Amen.
Amen. Praying always with all prayer and supplication.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Because church, when you go into battle, amen, you got to take the word of prayer with you.
Amen.
You got to take the word of prayer with you. Uh-huh. We cannot fight against the devil on our own
strength. That's right.
Amen. Prayer. Our praying always doesn't mean always saying prayer.
Right.
It means always staying in communion with God.
Amen.
Wherever you go, you got to have God there.
Amen.
Whatever you do, you got to have God there.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That you will be ready for any surprise attack.
Yeah.
That the devil will bring to you.
Yeah.
So don't just focus on yourself and your needs.
That's right.
You got to pray for one another.
Amen.
You got to pray for one another.
Amen.
That's what intercessory prayer is.
That's right.
Praying for one another.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
God has been so good to us.
Amen.
He brought us from a mighty, mighty long way.
Yes, sir.
That's why when my prayers are, I pray for everybody else.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody else works.
Right. That's right.
And then I pray for myself.
Amen. Amen.
And sometimes I forget to pray for myself.
Amen.
Because I'm always concerned about everybody else.
Amen.
Amen. I want everybody else to do good.
Yes, sir.
See, that's where the love come in.
Yes, sir.
I love each and every one of you.
That's right.
Amen. Love is.
Bless you.
What love does.
Amen.
I love each and every one of you. And I pray to God that we get right as a church.
Yes.
As a people, that we get right.
Amen.
And we love one another and put aside all our differences.
That's
and
right.
Love ye that's one another.
Right.
Amen. 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 The Bible didn't say nothing about I got to like you.
That's right.
He didn't say nothing about I got to like
Amen.
You. He told me in plain and simple, I got to love you.
That's it.
Regardless
that's it.
Of who you
that's
are,
it.
I got
that's
to love you. I got
it.
To love you. I got to do right by
that's
you.
It.
I got to love you when you scandalize my name.
Yeah.
I got to love you when you hate my guts. I got to love you instead of.
All right.
I got to love you.
All right.
I got to love you.
All
because
right.
If you want to see Jesus,
yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
you
sir.
Got to love
yes,
ye in one
yes,
another.
Yes,
church, we are on a battlefield.
Amen.
We are in a battle for our soul.
Yep.
And Satan against God.
That's
amen.
Right.
And I'm praying that God win the battle.
Amen.
I'm praying that God win each and every one of you.
Yep.
I'm praying to see each and every one of
yes,
you on that golden street.
Right.
Amen. Where every day will be Sunday.
Amen.
And Sabbath has no end.
Yes,
now you know how to dress each and every morning of your life. Put on the right clothes.
That's right.
Don't worry about this, and that. Make sure you got the word of God in your heart.
Yeah.
Make sure you wrap yourself with the word of God.
That's right.
Because if you don't, Satan's going to eat you up.
You're right.
He's going to eat you up at home.
Right.
He's going to eat you up at work.
Right.
He's going to eat you up on your way to your job.
Amen.
Don't give Satan no form
right.
of interest.
Yes, sir.
Don't give him no form of interest.
That's right. That's
because, church, we got to realize that we all are soldiers
Amen.
In the army of the Lord. We all are soldiers. There's an old song we used to sing. This old song we used to sing. Amen, amen. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight. I know we have to fight. We have to hold up the same banner. We have to hold it up until we die. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight.